Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We'll be talking and praying this week about loving the helpless, specifically, well, the way we do that is provide help. And what does that look like? What does God want us to do? What help has God provided us when we are helpless? And today we're going to talk and pray specifically about helping the weak and finding help in our weakness and being able to help others in their weaknesses. Paul writes in Luke does the writing, Acts 20, verse 35, "In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words the Lord Jesus himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" So much of the life of the Apostle Paul was devoted in every way possible to making the gospel known, specifically among the Gentiles, but really anywhere that he was, anywhere that he would go, anywhere that he would find himself, whether in good times or in trouble, whether free or in prison. He worked hard to make Jesus known. And he says that this hard work that he did was to set the example that we should help the weak. And even using words, these words that Jesus himself said, it's more blessed to give than to receive. And I think when you look at that verse and the context of the verse, the life of Paul, we find a very complete package. Because sometimes it's easy to expect help. And even to make that claim of weakness. And Paul says, well, wait a minute. That's not what we ought to be seeking. That's not what we ought to be pursuing. That the greater blessing is in giving. But there is that acknowledgement that there are times we all experience weakness. There are times that we all experience need. You see, not only does Jesus say and that it's more blessed to give than to receive, he also says that we will always have the poor or the weak among us, those in need. And so we realize that there's this way that we love the helpless, we love those in need when we help those who are weak, who are struggling. And I think sometimes we get so accustomed to help being equated with money that we get a little nervous. Have you noticed that people don't like it when you mess with their pocketbook, with their wallet, with their bank account? Tell you, you probably have noticed because it's probably been you as well as me. We become a little hesitant when it's what we think is our money. But God wants us to learn to be generous in all things. And I think sometimes he wants us to learn to be generous with ourselves. And I say that because Jesus makes the statement that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. That where your treasure is, there is your, will your heart be also, or vice versa. They are so tightly connected that when we learn to give of ourselves, the treasures, the things that we value, soon follow. And when we look to God and we ask, what does it look like to help others in their weaknesses? We probably ought to begin by considering, how has God helped me in my weakness? Paul learned the lesson that when we are weak, that God is made strong. That weakness in and of itself isn't necessarily a bad thing. It becomes a stumbling block when we allow it to prevent us from doing what God has called us to do, from doing what He wants to do through us. As I consider what it looks like to begin to fill this senior minister role, there are times that I am just terrified because of those weaknesses I know that I have. But overall, I continue to realize that God will be made strong in those weaknesses. He has been made strong in those weaknesses. He will continue to provide help when I am weak. Did you hear that? Continue to provide help. We get tired of helping people, I think. Even when we live life knowing that we need continual help, we like the help that we offer to others to be a more neatly wrapped package. And yet when we consider help to be an offering of ourselves, we soon learn that this continual help of those who are weak is this life-on-life relationship that helps people to grow, to become what God wants them to be. Because when we offer help in that way, it not only helps those that we think we're helping, it helps us. And when we look at God as our ultimate help, as the source not only of the help that we receive, but as the source of the help that we give, it ought to open our life and our mind up to the opportunities that exist. I've said numerous times when talking with people that it seems like, because we understand the command of God to help those who are weak, to be considerate of those who are weak, that sometimes it almost feels like we have this battle, this argument, kind of opposite of what the apostles had with James and John and the others arguing about who was the greatest. We get into this argument about who's the weakest. Now, we don't quite say it that way because it doesn't really sound right, but when we start arguing about others having to accommodate us, what we're saying is, I think I'm weaker than you are, and to follow God's word, you have to give in to me. Now, in many ways, that sounds like total manipulation. We shouldn't be arguing about our weakness. We should be growing in strength. And when we look to provide help to those who are weak, it isn't God saying to acquiesce to every whim and desire of everyone that comes along. Just as He talks about helping the widows who are in need, he talks about understanding what real need is. understanding the resources that they have, the resources that their family has to provide for them, to recognize that our saying that we're in need doesn't mean that we really are. Just as our saying that we are the weaker brother doesn't mean that we really are. And so it requires discernment, it requires wisdom, it requires the things that God can give and desires to give to us. And we provide help to those who are weak when we realize the help that we ourselves have received from God. And we provide encouragement, we provide love, we provide listening, we provide patience, we provide kindness. Remember that list that Paul gave that I rattle off because it's the only way I can remember them is by in my mind thinking of the Fruit of the Spirit song. We provide help to the weak when we provide love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And you know where we get those? Well, I kind of gave the hint away when I talked about the song. That's the fruit of God's Spirit in us. That's the help He's provided us in our weakness. And those ought to be not only available to us in unending supply, but they ought to be given by us in unending supply. We help the weak when we represent Jesus well. We can give money, and I've not seen money that lasts continually. At least any of those, the money that I get, it comes and it goes, and it tends to go faster than it comes. And so that kind of help is useful in situations, but it really is temporary help. The real help is when, in addition to meeting the immediate needs, we give the help of Jesus. We give the help of ourselves. We give the help of time. We give the help of love. You see, God said that He so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever would believe in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. That is helping the weak. That is how God helped me in my weakness. And it is how He continues to help me in my weakness. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love for us has not only called us to Yourself, it has provided the very help that we need in order to come to You. A journey we can't make on our own, a journey that we're not even sure how to begin on our own. That even those seeds of faith that turn to You have been planted by You in our life. And Father, today, as we consider what it looks like to help those who are weak, may we have a greater appreciation and understanding of how You help us in our weaknesses. How You provide for our immediate needs, and You provide for our well-being as You love us, as You care for us, as You give of Yourself, even giving Your Spirit to live within us. Father, help us to not get caught up in the arguments of wanting others to submit to us and making a lifestyle of being weak. May it be our desire to grow and to allow You to be strong in our weaknesses and through our weaknesses, that we would be made strong, that we would learn to submit to one another, to love one another, to care for one another. Father, may we realize this idea of helping the weak is not a one-sided transaction, but it's a mutual mutually beneficial thing as we all live in weakness. Father, today as we live life and we notice those in especially down times, those who are more discouraged than usual, those who are experiencing times of greater weakness, may we see how you would have us to help, not simply their immediate need, may we be involved in that, but may we help that longer need. May we help Jesus to be seen in their life. May we help him to be present and to provide what we can't. Father, may we learn the blessing of giving, because we've received the blessing of you giving to us. Father, today as we live life, may we pay attention. May we live with a growing awareness of your help in our life. And may the help that we give others be done in such a way that we lift up Jesus, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday morning devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.